I'm very happy to be joined by Super Bowl champion and a man that's single-handedly bringing the fun back into the NFL, Victor Cruz of the New York Giants. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We just played your your Pro Bowl catch video. Now, you caught a ball that was dropped from a plane. Now, I'm not asking you whether or not it was real. I just want to know how much it hurt.
It hurt a lot, man. That ball was pretty high up there. So when it came down, it, you know, hurt my hands a little bit, but I had to get it done.
And those your hands are your money makers. So did you have to go into like some kind of rehab just to make sure that they remain nice and soft?
No, I just put them on the heater a little bit so they don't, you know, they stay warm after that catch because it was a little cold outside.
Now, do you have any more of those type of videos in the works?
I got about two more. So,
do you really?
The first one was a good response from it. So hopefully the next ones generate the same type of fan base, same type of reactions.
So we just have to follow you on Twitter to get the sneak peek of the next one or to know when the next one's out.
Yep, it'll be on my Facebook page, on my Victor Cruz page on Facebook, my fan page, and it'll also be on my Twitter, at Team Vic.
Oh, nice. So your signature celebration, the end zone salsa dance, has garnered a lot of attention. I just want to know when we can expect to see you on Dancing with the Stars, because the reigning champion is another receiver, Donald Driver of the Packers, and he doesn't have your moves, Victor.
I don't know, man. We'll see. It depends on, you know, if there's another offer on the table for me for next season. But, you know, I'm leaving Donald Driver. He's holding it down for the receivers right now. So I'm going to let him hold on to the reins for now.
Nice. So speaking of dancing, what did you make of your teammate Jason Pierre-Paul's Gangnam Style dance after sacking Robert Griffin III?
I was all for it, man. It was hilarious. I think he did a pretty good job at it, too. He looked pretty mobile, pretty fluid when he was doing it. So I'm all for it, man. You know, I'm all for the dancing after a big play. So I liked it.
Victor, how much are you rubbing off on your teammates? It's rare to see a big guy move like that.
I guess I'm rubbing off a little bit, man, even if I didn't know it. But, you know, luckily for me, he picked a dance that he actually could do pretty well, and he didn't embarrass himself. So it was good.
Now, Victor, you have arguably the catch of the year, a 77-yard touchdown against Washington back in week 7 in the dying moments of the game. Now, Eli Manning, to us on television, he never seems to lose his cool. But you look at his eyes in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage. What do you see that we don't see in Eli Manning?
I just see confidence. I see him never wavering. I see him, no matter the circumstance, he's still in there. He wants to win the game. He's calling plays that are going to get us open and give us opportunities for big plays. So that's what I see in him, man. He never, no matter what the score is, no matter how many points we're down by, no matter how much time is on the clock, he's always confident and prepared to win the game.
Now, tonight you have a big division matchup against your rivals, Washington, as we mentioned earlier. The weather's starting to get cold. What shade of red do you think Coach Coughlin's face will be tonight?
I'm going to go with beet red because, man, he, you know, if it gets cold out there, he starts to look very red. His cheeks get rosy. But, you know, hopefully we'll get him some cold gear, some Nike Hyperwarm stuff to get him nice and warmed up, a nice skull cap or something.
Nice. Well, yeah, hey, listen, you got to take care of your coach. It was awesome speaking with you, Victor. We wish you luck tonight and the rest of the season. And please, for those at home, follow Victor on, what's your Twitter handle one more time, please?
Team Vic, TEAMVIC.
All right, excellent. We look forward to those videos and more of your end zone celebrations. Thank you very much for joining us.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.